Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shaban Wayishlach. Wayishlach. Wayishlach Yaakov. And Jacob sent. He sent messengers. Or if they translated it more uniformly, the KJV, he sent angels. But then that makes us think that we have to get a true context on the text, on the script. And this is one reason why this is a very, very important Torah reading and feeding. I say especially all of them are, but especially the first ones, there's a sequential, like a build that goes on from Torah reading and feeding to Torah reading and feeding. Even from a casual study, you know, especially in Shavuot, in season and out of season, you know, I would say I would recommend ones and ones to go through at least, you know, 2 to 3 year study, you know, like reading a Torah portion, going through it and, you know, just reading through it, you got other things going on, so be it. God bless the eye, keep the eye, cause the face of grace, shine in the eye, give the eye Yeshua, victory, shalom, you know. But that is, one get curious to follow that curiosity. Like, for example, we had the psalm for the Sabbath day, for the seventh day. That's according to Gregorian calendar, that's November 20th, because here, you know, we're now like in the AM, I was here for the Sunday, the first day service. And so we had a psalm, Psalm 5. Now, interesting about Psalm 5, you know, there's a verse in Psalm 5 where it says, and I will look upward. In the Hebrew, right, and even the Royal Amharic brings out this sense, like, I will look forward. I will look expectantly. I'll look forward. You know, like, so looking upward, you know, especially in the counterfeit Christianity and counterfeit religiondom, you know, or dumb religion or dumb interpretation of, you know, what is really just, will make one think like it's like, you know, a kind of a spookism. But actually, the more correct translation is looking forward. And Psalm 5 is seen the morning prayer. And we touched on this before, but it's important to get a context, like tefillah. The word tefillah in the Hebrew is a word for prayer, the peh and the feh. You know, there's the sound that is the PF sound. In other words, sometimes it's pointed in a P, sometimes it's pointed in a F way, right? The palal, the word, you'll find it as palal. And what's interesting is that they are like names that get transliterated into the Latin or the English letters, so-called. And if you look up these names, like there's many names even in this Torah reading and feeding, like Peniel. Some link it because of the familiarity that you're reading English. So if you read this and you see the name Peniel, maybe the first thing you might associate with it, which is an interesting association, is the pineal. The pineal, you know, that pineal gland and deal of consciousness. Well, does have a lot to do with a basic interpretation of the narrative. Jacob, there was some consciousness, close encounter, consciousness revelation. Here he gets a name change. He gets a name change. Take note of a name change, as we said in the overview. All three of the Hebrew, the Trinity of the Hebrew patriarchs, by the Holy Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, all three of them had experienced a name change. Abraham from Abram, right? Or name change or a name. And with Yitzhak, his name wasn't so much changed, but he was named, right, by Yahweh in that visit of the three mortal men. That's what the scripture calls them. Most people in Christianity, they say the three angels. Now, yes, two of them are identified, at least in the next chapter, right, I think it's chapter 19 of Genesis. They're identified as the two angels, Malakim, you know, the two angels. But definitely the third of them is identified as Yahweh, as Jehovah. This is the one who is speaking to Abraham, you know, and even is able to read what goes on in Sarah's heart. In her heart, she laughed in her heart. You note that right there? She laughs in her heart. And she's in the tent, and the tent door is like behind Abraham and these Shalosh Anashim. We call it the Hebrew Trinity, the visit of Kedusha Lase, Beta Abraham in the house of Abraham. He asked Abraham, he says, why did Sarah lie? I mean, this is like a little awkward there, because if you read it and you start to see it, you know, like you're watching a so-called like a movie, you know, or a stage play, you know, you start to animate it. You can need a word, you know, the word becomes like, you know, real. You begin to recognize, wait, she's in the tent, right? She's Sarah dropping, not Eve, you know, a little higher than that, you know, as we get to see there's an evolution, spiritual evolution that goes on, the what's called the fall, you know, after the expulsion from Eden, from Eden, from the Garden of Delights, right? We see there's a gradual evolution, right, and the involution, and gradually humanity is rising, you know, rising up after that fall. Remember, man was created in the image and after the likeness of Ha Elohim, of the power, Yahweh, of he who be who he be, but then fell off from their own, you could say, from Adam's disobedience and Eve's beguilement. But she says she didn't laugh. And then he says, but you did laugh. And then she recognized, wait, hold on for a moment. I'm here behind the tent door listening, you know, Sarah dropping on this reason, these three men. Who are these men? You know, what they're here. Why is Abraham, you know, serving them the way he's serving them? Abraham must have known something about these three visitors. So there's some questions that, you know, come to mind right here. Now, as we scroll forward, right, as one son, so to speak, sets, speaking of the matriarch in this context, there's another son on the rise. You know, there is the matriarch, Rebecca. And Rebecca, something similar happens with her. First of all, let's note this right here, because we like to, you know, emphasize if man is created, and man being a generic term for like the human being in the image and after likeness of the Almighty, the true good, the true God, the power. And male and female, he created them, then we got to see the revelation in the scripts, and we do. So those who like to say that the sex, you know, the sexism, that the Bible is sexist, like it's against the woman, tell them their interpretations, right? Their reading comprehension is sexist. Because here we get to see Rivka, right, after her husband prays, you know, for her womb to be opened up and for them to have a youth, a child and everything, right? Once she conceives and has these twins, Esau and Yaakov, in her womb, in her matrix, right, the matrix of the matriarch, right, this wrestling is going on, and she goes to inquire, it says, of Yahweh. That means she didn't have to go through, per se, particularly her husband, you know, so that we get them both imploring, beseeching, you know, Isaac, and then we get her, Rebecca, the matriarch, going and inquiring. And this is where the revelation of the two sons. Now, we're not blaming this on Rebecca, but it's interesting because according to the Hebrew narrative, right, this idea of, you know, one son and the other son, the two natures, two manners of men, two manners of nations, two manners of people will be in her womb, in her matrix, right? The revelation comes from her inquiry with Yahweh. Then as we go forward towards the parting of the ways, when Jacob is sent forward to find him a wife from the mother's brother, you know, the daughters of the mother's brother, right? We get an interesting scene right after the whole blessing thing, right? The whole blessing, stolen blessing, quote unquote, right? We get to see Esau is also speaking in his heart. Esau speaks in his heart that, you know, the days of mourning for the father are near. Sorry about that, Esau. You know, Isaac lived until this Torah portion. He didn't die in the last Torah portion. And all those youths that were born to Jacob, you know, for the 20-something years, you know, basically Esau thought that his father was going to die soon because of that whole psychical blessing. We say psychical blessing because if you read the chapter, Isaac says that my soul is going to bless you. My soul to bless you. Go get some venison for my soul. Hebraically, in the Hebrew, the context will be there is that my soul, she wants to bless you, you know, because sometimes people like somebody psychologically, you know, like a particular child psychologically, maybe even get psyched out by that child. Just say, I just like this child. While everybody else is saying, you know, that child right there, you know, there's something about that child right there. Oh, I love this child. Hey, Isaac, why you love the child? Why you love Esau so much? Because I eat of his venison. You know, I like how you hunt. I like what he kill. I like what he bring back. I like how you fix it, so forth and so on. And therefore, Isaac, you know, he wanted to give his son a blessing. But there's different sorts of blessing. Right. Remember, man was made in the image after the likeness of the Almighty. The true Trinity is a Hebrew Trinity. Right. So man is a Trinity, spirit, soul and body. And there, Isaac said that my soul, she. So the soul is always she. Right. In the scripture, if the soul is he, it's probably a dead soul. Right. An active soul. It's not functioning properly. The soul, according to the Hebrew science. So what Isaac is saying in that chapter where he calls for his son Esau and says that my soul, that's a key word when we read in the Hebrew because it stands out with the science of the scripts, my soul. Because then when you recognize at the next chapter, right, in the beginning of the next chapter, what happens? Isaac calls Jacob and he blesses him again. He blesses him at least two more times. But the difference in the two other times that he blesses Jacob is that he invokes the Hashem. He invokes the name. He invokes the Almighty, Shaddai. Shaddai as in El Shaddai, El Almighty, El Hayel. El is the Hebrew for Hayel, the power. El Shaddai, the all-sufficient supply, right? The Almighty, all-sufficient supply. So he invokes the name of the Almighty, right? And he also invokes the name of his father, Abraham, and the baraka, the blessing. So it's more than the blessing that, you know, Jacob and his mom, they went through what they had went through. But that was important. That was important right there. I know people say, oh, they deceived the father, so forth and so on. But the father was legally blind. Read the chapter. He was legally blind. And it's obvious that he was so in love with his son's venison, with the kill, because his son was a hunter. Esau was a hunter. Beware of the hunter. You know, he was a hunter. And Isaac loved the food that his son Esau brought forward for him and everything like that. You know, it's obvious that he was about to give away, you know, the whole store if it was left to him. Because then after the whole blessing incident goes on, we then read where Rebecca is speaking to Isaac, and we don't see Isaac saying, woman, what is this that you have done to me? Because as Rebecca is speaking, you know, it says about the law of kindness, the Torah of kindness is on the virtuous woman's lips, the Eshet Chayil, the Eshet, the woman, the Eshet Oset Chayil, the woman of Chayil, of power, according to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 to verse 31, right? She speaks to her husband and says, like, you know, if Jacob goes to marry these hood rat chicks that live around here in this neighborhood and everything, my life is going to be for nothing, right? And it's obvious that Isaac agrees with that. Though Isaac no doubt loved, you know, Esau and loved him because of the venison, right? It's quite clear in the scripture that they both were grieved because Esau, right, when he turned 40, remember they both are twins, so they both are 40, but when Esau turned 40, he went out and got two wives. Esau, he'd be in the streets, he'd be in them streets. Esau be out in them streets, you know. Esau would have been one of, you know, if you're out in them streets, then you know the Esau vibe and everything. Esau wanted to double up. So he married these two Canaanite women. Now, after this whole blessing incident, right, he peeps his father now blessing his brother, who he said stole his blessing and stole his birthright. Rah, 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 rah. You la, 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 la. You sold it. Well, I can't tell Pops you just sold it. You sold it. Right? Pops would have understood. And then the whole thing's been over. No doubt Pops did understand. That's why Pops, right after the incident, right, he blesses Jacob, right, like a twofold blessing. The blessing he invokes, the El Shaddai, and the other blessing of his soul, he just invokes the power, Elohim, right? The judge, the power, right? The creator name, right? But in the next chapter, he invokes the El Shaddai, that revelation name, right? You know, the El Shaddai name. Now, here's what's interesting about this angel. This angel, remember the angel? The angel that Jacob is wrestling with in this Torah reading and feeding. Now, the angel that Jacob is wrestling with later on tells Moses in the burning bush, the thorny bush, goes a thorn bush, actually, thorny bush, the thorny burning bush, right? In the thorny burning bush incident, he says, I was known to the patriarchs by my name El Shaddai, but by my name Yahweh, I was not known. You know, and we get to see how Moses, when he recognized who he's speaking to, right? But then note here, Jacob asked for the angel's name. And what the angel basically says, the pre-incarnate Yeshua says, well, you don't have enough need right now to know my name. What you need to know, Jacob, right, is that you no longer be called Jacob, but your name will be Yisrael, because Sar, the prince, right? Sar, because you have prevailed with both Elohim and Anashim. You prevailed with both the power, God, and with man and with mortal man. Very, very interesting, you know, what occurs right there. So we get to see, I'm scrolling back and forth for a moment, back to the blessing that Isaac, the next blessing. So basically, Jacob was blessed like three times. Jacob was blessed three times. You know, like when you give a blessing, somebody a blessing, what is blessing anyway? Baraka. Abarekata in the Ethiopia, Abarekata from the Afro-Shemitic root, it can mean to like increase, the sense of abundance and increase, right? Abundance and increase. That's why when you ask for a blessing, please be specific. You know what I mean? You know, because like, you know, if you're not doing nothing, you won't get a blessing, right? For not doing nothing, you may get more not doing nothing. You may get an increase of not doing nothing. So blessing in most cases is a positive, a good thing, but the idea of blessing is a sense of increase, of increase, right? Of nuff-nuffness. So there can be a blessing when someone blesses one. They could bless one like, for example, today. Somebody gives you $1,000, $2,000, $10,000, a couple of $1,000s or more, right? You probably would say, and I would probably say, wow, that's a baraka, that's a blessing right there. Now, how does that person bless you? They bless you from their wealth. So according to the Hebrew Trinity in man is a tripartite being, a triune being. He has spirit, soul, and body. Spirit and psyche, right? The psychological aspects and the carbon organic structure called the body, the tabernacle, right? But with a body, along with the body, like the blessing for health, concerning the body, the first level of blessing for the body is that health. And then also the next level is wealth, because one needs a certain amount of wealth to do, you know, the basic things that one need, you know what I'm saying? Because in that sense, poverty is not a baraka in that sense. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody gives you $1,000 or, you know, some dollars or whatnot like that, $1,000 or whatnot, or even something less than that, they bless you from their wealth. So it's like a physical blessing out of a physical store, right? Somebody might bless you because they say something that really strengthens your soul, your psyche. You know, now that right there is like a psychical blessing or something that blesses your spirit, your mind, right? Your God consciousness, right? That's a spiritual blessing right there. So we get to see this threefold blessing of Jacob. I just seek to emphasize this here, right? Because I'm surprised that some of the other Israelites, the Hebrews, they're not up on this just yet, because they're still reading the Bible like they just came from the church. You know what I mean? I mean, that level, there's some good on that level, but we have to, as Hebrews and as Israelites, this is what we get into the script, and sometimes we grind on some areas of the script, as we did on the first four Torah aliyot for this Torah reading and feeding. But here, looking at the time right here, let's just touch on this right here on the pineal. We'll return to the palau. But those of the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary can kind of go up ahead, you know, and check it out for themselves. So pineal, right? So this wrestling took place at the place known as the pineal. And there's a connection of this angel who refuses to give his name. He refuses to give his name. He's like, well, you know, he's like, what is your name? You know, he's like, why you want to know what my name is? Your name is Jacob, right? And then he blessed him, and then he jetted, and then he was out of there. And then after all of this, right, remember, this is the same one that is the angel. People say he wrestled with the angel, but he wrestled with man. He wrestled with man, he wrestled with the angel, and he wrestled with God, with Elohim, all at one and the same time. So another key of the Hebrew Trinity, we can even see that right there. We can see that first, this divine encounter, right, he encountered a man, according to the scripture. Then this man was an angel. And then after everything was basically said and done, another point is very interesting. Let's just get this right here. Another point is very, very interesting. How did he know that this one could bless him? I mean, if you're somewhere and some man pops up and you start wrestling with that man, I don't know, do people do that anymore? People don't box no more, you know, people get the strap, you know what I mean? But if you see somebody, you know, you somewhere and you see somebody, there's a man over there, you're just going to run up to that man and wrestle with him. So there must have been some consciousness, right, within Jacob that this man, right, was someone who could bless him, this angel. And then at the end, right, when we come to the end, let's go right here. When it comes to the end of it, and note also how this encounter happened just before he met up with his estranged brother, you know, because the text clearly states that he was afraid of his twin brother, who is older, yeah, you know, physically, you know, he's older, but he's only older by, like, what, maybe some minutes or something like that. It's not like he's an older, bigger, whatever, you know, but somehow Jacob needed to encounter this divine encounter. But at the end, it says right here in verse 30, we're in Genesis chapter 32. And Jacob calls the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen Elohim face to face, and my life is preserved. As we mentioned just briefly in the After the Shabbat podcast, because listening to this again, it even comes out even more clear. Let's go to chapter 32 just to quickly go over the Hebrew right here. It comes out so much more clear in the Hebrew. We could understand why they didn't translate it exactly. It would sound really, really, you know, here, beginnings of Shalishi, the third Aliyah right here, at Genesis chapter 32. Verse 31, Vayikra Yaakov Shem HaMakom, and Vayikra, and he kara, and he called out, or to name, he called out, Vayikra Yaakov, and Jacob called out Shem, the name, HaMakom, of the Makom. The Makom is like the spot. Interesting, in Amharic, Makom would be like a parking place. You know, sometimes, you know, Miste and I will go over some of the Hebrew and look at some of the Hebrew and how the Amharic, you know, how things may be similar and interesting. So Makom in Amharic, you know, like Makomiya, you know, like a standing place or something that assists in standing. But Makom is like a parking spot, like nowadays Amharic. But here from the Hebrew, the Afro-Shemitic root, Ha Makom is like the spot, right, to say the place, right? Peniel, right? He named the place Peniel, here pointed as Peniel or Peniel. Right, for I have seen, for, and now the four part opens the quote. There's a quote right here. For I have seen Elohim face to face, and my life is preserved. But now in the Hebrew, what Jacob says here, according to the scripts, according to Moshe's first book, right? He says right here, or would that be Jubilees? He says right here, he says, ki, raiti, ki, for raiti, raiti, ki, raiti, raiti, I have seen, right? I have seen, I have ra, 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 with the aleph. It's different than ra'a, 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 with the ayin. With the ayin is a harder sound. That's like to make something bad, ill, worse. But ra'a, here he says ra'iti, ra'iti, for I have seen Elohim, panim il panim. Now, here's that word that we touched on in the Shabuah, right? And we were touching on some of the, you know, basics here and there of this Torah reading, feeding panim. Panim, panim means faces. Faces is a plural sense, as Elohim is, right? A plural sense, right? So here it says Elohim, panim el panim, face to face, or faces to faces. As we mentioned, the word panim, right? Panim is the word for face. And one interpretation of this from the Hebrew in the ancient way that the Hebrews thought is panim is plural. It means two. Usually when a word has an im at the end, it means two, at least two or more, right? So panim, panim would be like faces. So it can mean faces, like a lot of different people's faces, or it could be speaking of one face, because one face has two sides, two halves, which is almost like a inverse, almost like an inverse image. As beauty is in the eye of the beholder, beauty scientifically or technically can be described as being symmetry. Symmetry. Usually people who are things that are considered beautiful in some sense has some sort of a symmetry. So it's pleasing to the eye. So the face, panim, can refer to one face, like Jacob is saying, my two halves of my, you know, face as one face, panim, il panim, and to the malaak, or to Elohim, to the man, angel, God, panim, il panim, faces to faces, or face to face. And here he says, wa tinatzel, wa and tinatzel. Vatanatzel. Modern Hebrew, they'll say vatanatzel, vatanatzel. For the ancient pointing, vatanatzel, vatanatzel. Natal, natal in the Hebrew means to snatch. Vatanatzel nafshi. And my soul, tinatzel is, and she was snatched. She was snatched. Right? Vatanatzel nafshi. And my soul was snatched. So this was a great psychological, this had great psychological effect on Yaakov. You know what I mean? You go to something that your whole psyche, you know, is like, you know, you know, your soul, your psyche is affected, right? Or even affected, right? So the King James Version brings out in the general sense is preserved. And preserved can be a good way of looking at it. But directly is that, how can I say that, you know, you're in some situation and it's really bothering you, it's really depressing you and everything, and then somebody comes along and says something and it's like it snatches you out of that. You get just snatched out of that. You're no longer feeling that way, thinking that way. This is what Yaakov, you know, this is what Jacob is expressing right here by his soul being preserved, his psyche. He's not getting psyched out because remember before when he sent the Malachim, right? He sent the Malachim. It mentions, you know, throughout the text that it says in verse 7, then Jacob was greatly, or when he found out that you know, his brother was coming with 400, it says he was greatly afraid and distressed. He was greatly afraid and distressed, right? And this is in chapter 32, verse 7, right? And then he separates himself from the camp. Right, you know, he separates himself from, yeah, you know, he separates himself from the camp after he gave his messengers instruction, and then he gets to meet up with this angel. So here, before we ride up with the fifth and sixth and the seventh aliyot right here, right? Let us touch on this as regards the name and the metaphysical so that we can also learn some of the science, the Hebrew science of it, and see how it may apply, you know, to our lives and liberty. So here on Peniel, the spelling of it as P-E-N-I-E-L. In the Hebrew, right, turn toward El. So from the Hebrew, Peniel, Panim is the noun, and Pana can be a verb in the Hebrew, Pana or Fana, to turn. Like to turn the face to, in a sense, or turn the face from, in that sense. But in this sense, it's like turn to or facing Elohim, as well as the face of El, Hayav, El, right, the power. Within the presence of El, of Ha'el, of Hayav, of the power, the countenance, another fancy word for face, of El, of the power, right? Vision, the vision of El, of the power. Recognition of El, of Ha'el, the power. Beholding of El, Ha'el, beholding, like, you know, you behold and you beheld. Somebody, the old use of behold and beheld didn't have to do with physically holding a person, but someone holding you in their sight or you holding them in your sight. You remember? Beauty in the eye of the beholder. Understanding in the standing of El, of the power, the source. Now, this is the place where Jacob wrestled with Ha-Malaak, with the angel, right? The same angel that is known as Malachi, my angel, the same angel that Jehovah tells Moshe that he's going to send my angel. But then after the people started to act bummy and everything, you know, he basically relented on that. And there's a whole scene there that's interesting. But the same angel, right, who he says that my name is in him, right? Do you remember Jacob asked for the name, his name? And he says, like, why do you want to know my name? Your name shall be Yisrael. So this is the place where Jacob wrestled with the angel and prevailed. It's a very interesting conundrum when we recognize who the angel be, right? And that the angel, no doubt, having more power, right? So we recognize it's the pre-incarnate Yeshua, you know, could have easily won that, but allowed himself to be won over, right? To be won over by his servant. And thus his name was changed to Yisrael, to Israel. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for he said, I have seen Elohim, Panim and Panim, and my life, my soul, my psyche, she is preserved or she is snatched, right? Genesis 32 and 30. Now the meta, that's the phi cycle of it. Here the meta, right, the metaphysical of it, the next level of it, with a good groundation, a good foundation, the inner realization of the divine presence, the inner realization, making real, right, the divine presence, the divine face, Peniel, Paniel, Penuel, right, of having met Elohim, the power, right, face to face, Panim el Panim, and of having succeeded, prevailed, overcome through prayer, the key prayer here, in attaining the divine favor and baraka, divine favor like grace and baraka, right, and increase, so to speak, right, that having been sought, the idea of turning, right, turning the face, right, turning the face to El Elohim, the face of El Elohim within the presence, within the face, the presence, you seeing El, you seeing the power, the Almighty, and the Almighty seeing the eye, the vision of El Elohim, recognition of El Elohim, beholding of El Elohim. At Peniel, Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael, because as it was explained, he even gets a targum here, like interpretation, an explanation here, thou hast striven with Elohim and with men and has prevailed. The Hebrew sense is, and has had power, and you have power with Elohim. And the sense of power is interesting here. We bring in the Ethiopic sense of getting to some of the archaic meaning of some of the Hebrew words. We look at El. El is from Ayaleh. Ayaleh, two forms of it, a soft form, a feminine form, and a more masculine form. Ayaleh, and then we have Hayaleh, Hayaleh, right? And from the Ayaleh contracted, we get El. It means to overpower, like a violent storm, right? Like Hylenia. We say Hylenia Nefas, like a strong wind. It could be violent wind. Right, it could be, the sense of it is prevailing, but the idea is having power, right? Is having power. Now, in the KJV, if we go a couple of verses to the next verse, verse 31 of chapter 32, 31, Genesis chapter 32, verse 31 says, "And as he passed over, Penuel." You see, it's kind of interesting how they have it here. They have it as Penuel. One is Peni with the I, and the next one is with the U. Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. The sun rose right upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Let's just look right here into the next verse and see. Yeah, it's actually pointed in the Hebrew here as Penuel, Penuel. Why Yizrach lo, Yizrach. Another point is the translators make it seem like the sun goes up and the sun goes down. Well, according to the scripts, it's not saying the sun, but the light, the light. Why Yizrach, like Zara, Zoha, Zarah, Zarah. Why Yizrach lo, right? And the light arising for him, Hashemesh, and the light of the sun arising for him or to him, Ka'asher Abar, Ka'asher Abar. Abar is at the root of Hebrew, right? Like to cross over, right? Et Penuel, cross over Penuel, Wehu Olea Al Yereko. And it says that he limped upon, right, upon his thigh. So right here, before we ride up right here, let's look at the metaphysical. Is there a difference with the Penuel? Hebraically, there is, but let's see what, from low degrees to high degrees, the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary says. Here we have Penuel, P-E-N-U-E-L, Penuel, right? Penuel. Okay, here it says turn to Elohim or turn to El, the power, face of El, within the presence of El. Basically, they say here it's the same place as Peniel. And they say there was a man of the tribe of Yehuda whose name Penuel, Senuel, right? A man of the tribe of Judah in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 4. Thirdly, there was a son of Shashak of the tribe of Benjamin, right? In 1 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 25. Now we get into a little more on that right there called penu, right? It all depends on if we're looking at it as a noun or a verb. The penu can imply the Hebrew Trinity, right there. But let's just touch on this word right here, palau, before we ride on palau. While we're going to touch on this word palau, right, we're going to touch on this word palau right here, palau, P-A-L-A-L, palau. Another pointing of it is like falal, right, palau, like we have tefila, right, hita palel in the Hebrew, like one praying, hita palel, right, to pray. So we have palau, P-A-L-A-L. Because here, according to the royal order, we had Psalm 5 for the Shabbat day for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, and it's a morning prayer. So the theme of prayer is very much brought out in that fifth psalm right there. So palal here in the Hebrew Metaphysical Bible Dictionary says evening out. Interesting, evening out. What they mean by evening out? Right, judging, well, usually prayer usually took place in the evening, you know, after the prayer. But what is prayer? This is just touching on here a little bit of what is prayer, because prayer prayer from the Latin, like that word religion from religio, that's Latin. But what is to say the same thing in the Hebrew or the Amharic? There's the key for we. But what is prayer? Right? Palal, evening out. Palal in the Hebrew is judging. Palal is also coloring, like the coloring of something. Like we say the color of the law. Palal, thinking. Palal, supposing. Palal, also interceding. And then we come to the meanings brought out in translation of Palal as praying. Palal is a judge. Palal. Right? An umpire. The function of umpire is the Palal sense. A referee, Palal sense. And a mediator is the Palal sense. I point this out because this is the root word here that in the translation from Hebrew especially gets to be brought out as prayer. Tepila, tefila, right? Tepila Lidawi, prayer of David, for example. Now, Palal as a name, P-A-L-A-L, was the son of Uzai, one who had helped to rebuild Jerusalem's wall, after there was the repatriation of a small remnant of the black Yehudim, the black Jews, out of Persia and out of Babylon, that we have a son of Uzai, whose name was Palal. He was one who helped to rebuild Jerusalem's wall. Here, the meta, something of the meta tricycle, metaphysically Palal, the root word for the Hebrew sense of prayer, we look upon a thinking person as one who is reasonable, rational, capable of viewing a matter from every angle or from several angles at least, and can therefore form a fairly just and unbiased opinion or like a point of view. Palal, an Israelite who returned from the Babylonian captivity and helped to rebuild Jerusalem's wall. And the meaning of it is like evening out, judging, a judge and thinking. So what we're bringing out here is that the Hebrew sense of prayer is not like precori from the Latin root, which is like the beggy sort of a thing. That Hebrew prayer, it has interceding, it has beseeching, we can beg or plead the source for what we need, you know, but that's not what prayer is Hebraically, right? So we're bringing out this sense of the Palal, that judging, a judge is like weighing eye in the eye, right? Trying to level, like leveling up, seeing how you level and leveling up to Hashem, high Lahim standard. Right? Judging, weighing, thinking. It signifies a thought in the higher, really just nature, the really just nature of man that is established in good judgment. This would make it a positive and upbuilding element in the consciousness and the organism of the individual or the, as we say, indivisible dual. Having that consciousness and then the carbon organic, the organism. Thus, we get the rebuilding of the wall of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem. This refers metaphysically, to the rebuilding and transmuting of the soul, the psyche, and the body, the carbon organic of man, of the human being, from personal, from that corruptible expression to that is spiritual, irritical, and immortal. So here, prayer brings out the sense of the true prayer to Hailahim, the true power, the true good, the true God, that is, bringing out the sense of the transformation, the transmuting of the psyche, right? Our feeling, our soul, the soul. Right, getting to the soul, what is the soul? And the body of man from that personal, the corruptible, the mortal, right, expression to the higher heights, right, that irritical, that which is immortal, that which is eternal. But the sense of prayer, the palal, because it has a sense of judging and weighing, We can see this in Psalms of David that are called like prayers, right? There's some Psalms of David that are quite clearly themed a prayer. And when you see David's reasoning, even his reasoning with his psyche, with his soul, his reasoning, you know, it's very interesting. It seeks to level up that there's a standard, there's HaTorah, there is God's revealed will, that which is revealed, both in his word and also in the natures, in the creation, right? And that is also verified or backed up by the word, that which is written. Right. And weighing oneself, you know, like when there's a prayer where David is talking about all the enemies and do this and do that to these enemies. And then he says right after he says that, and he says, and see in me that there be like no iniquity. It's very interesting because you recognize that because I am praying, I am palaling, hita palel to the just, the true good, the true God. Right. Therefore, I must be just and I must also be sussed out, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like if you ask for a blessing, you know, to ask for something specific, right? A specific blessing. If you're going to pray on something specific. If you're going to meditate, it's also good to, you know, meditate on something specific. You know what I mean? Because an idle mind don't want that. But here, Sunday service going to ride up right here, right now. Because the next portion, we go into it a little bit in depth, but it's very important to go through. But here, Sunday.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah,
Selah. Yes, 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 seek thy face. You caught that there in the translation, O Jacob, O Jacob, O mighty one. In the Hebrew brings out the sense, O mighty one of Jacob. So even the connection of the name of Jacob, who is Jacob? What does Jacob mean, Habarim? But here for the Sunday service right here, Psalm 24.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
and
a pure heart.
And pure
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is a generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Ailey Eyes, the last eye. everlasting doors.
Be lifted up.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory. Yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory? Emperor Isle Eyes, the last eye. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Jah, Rastafari. He is the King of Glory. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world. Rastafari.
Up here with the fits and the sticks, Alio, right here. Some very interesting themes right here. We have the rape of Dina, the vengeance on Shechem, very interesting looking at this in, you know, real world, you know, in real world terms and context here, coming up here in the in the fifth and the sixth Alio right here. So let's pick up right here for the first day, the Sunday service right here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, for the Hamishi. The Hamishi Aliyah for this Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Sendet Laka. Here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known and called Genesis chapter 34. For the Hamishi, the fifth reading, the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth offering up, offering, here. Jacob, Yaakov, reaps the harvest of his evil years. Compare, contrast, Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Here for the Hamishi Aliyah. Vatei Dina Bata Leia Asher Yaldaha Li Yaakov, Li Reota, Di Abinota Haaretz, and Dina, the daughter of Leah, who she bare to Yaakov, went out to see the daughters of the land. Vatetzea Dina Bata Leia Asher Yaldaha Ya'ikob, li reota bi venota ha'aretz. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the Hivites, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. and his soul, Nafsho, clave to Dinah, the daughter of Yaakov, of Jacob. And he loved the damsel, and he spake kindly to the damsel. And Shechem and Shechem spake to his father Hamor, saying, Get me this damsel to wife. Ach li etaha hayaldaha hazot leisha. Get me, ach li, take for me. Achaliya etta hayaldaha hazot leisha. Take me this damsel to wife, to Isha. And Yaakov and Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Yaakov and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Yaakov, Jacob, to commune with him. And the sons of Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Yisrael, in lying with Yaakov, Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you, give her to him to wife. Give her to him to Isha. Shechem bini. Shechem bini. Ha shekacha nafsho. De bitekem. Tenuna otaha lau leisha. The soul of my son Shechem bini longeth for your daughter. Hashikah nafsho bitekem. I pray you, give her to him to wife. Tenuna otaha lo leisha. And make marriages with us, with I and I, and give your daughters to us, to I and I, and take our daughters to you. Wehita hatenu otanu benotekem titanu alanu weeta benotenu atikahu alakem. And ye and y'all shall dwell with us, with I and I, and the land shall be before you. Dwell, and trade ye, trade y'all therein, and get you possessions, and get you possessions therein. We itanu teshevu, we haaretz tihye lifnekem shevu, usaharuha, we heya achzu, we heya achzu baha. And Shechem said to her father and to her brethren, let me, may I find grace in your eyes. And what y'all shall say to me, I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye, as y'all shall say to me, shall say to I. But give me the damsel, Isha, to wife to Isha, and the sons of Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, Bnei Yaakov, answered Shechem, Shechem and Hamor, his father, deceitfully, and said, because he had defiled Dinah, because he hath defiled Dinah, Dinah, their sister. Wayainu b'nei Yaakov, and the sons of Jacob, b'nei Yaakov, answered, Eta Shechem, Shechem, ve'eta Hamor, and Hamor, Hamor, Abiyo, his father, with Gal, b'mirmah, because he had defiled Dinah. Why adiberu asher time eta Dinah ichotam, their sister ichotam, and said to them, and they said to them, we cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach to us, a reproach to I and I. But in this will we consent to you, if y'all will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised, then will we, I and I, give our daughters to you, and we, I and I, will take your daughters to us, to I and I, and we, I and I, will dwell with you, and we, I and I, will become one people. But if y'all will not hearken to us, to I and I, to be circumcised, then will we, I and I, take our daughter, and we, I and I, will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man deferred not to do the thing, to do the thing, because he had delight in Yaakov's, in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of Abiyo, of his father. And Hamor was Shechem, Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us, with I and I. Therefore, let them make them dwell in the land and trade therein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Make I and I take their daughters to us for wives, and make us and let us give them our daughters only. Herein will the men consent to us for to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us be circumcised as they circumcise shall, not their cattle and their substance, and every beast of theirs be ours. Only let us make us consent to them, and they will dwell with us. And to Hamor and to Shechem, Beno, his son, hearkened all that went out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised. all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Yaakov, Simeon and Levi, Shimon and Lewi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor with Shechem, Beno, and they slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's bait, out of Shechem's house, and went out. And the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, came upon the slain and spoiled the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses and that which was in the city and that which was in the field and all their wealth and all their little ones, their little ones, and their wives took they captive and spoiled even all that was in Habait, in the bait, in the house. And Yaakov and Jacob said to Shimon where Lawi, and Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, Ye have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house and my bait. And they said, should he deal with our sister as with a harlot? Wayomru hakazona, hakazona ya se eta echotenu. And here, Shema Yisrael Gevir, right here. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 35. Yaakov, Jacob's return to Beit El, communion and promise restored, Hatikwa, Tesfa, hope, expectation, promise restored. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to Yaakov, arise, go up to Beit El, Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar to El Elohim that appeared to thee, I, when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, Achikah, the I brother. Vayomer Elohim el Yaakov, Uma Eleya Beit El, Visheva Sham, Wa Esei Sham, Mizbeyacha La El, Ha Nire'e Eleka, Be Barcheka, Mipne Esau Achika, arise, Kum, arise, and go up, Elei, Kum, Elei, Beit El, to Bethel, and dwell there, Shev Sham, dwell there, and make there an altar to El. Wa Esei Sham, Mizbeach La El, Ha Nire Eleka, who appeared to the eye when thou didst flee. Bibarechka from the face, mipnei of Esau, Esau, Achika, the I brother. Then Yaakov, Jacob, said to Beito, said to his house, his household, and to all that were with him, put away the strange. Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us make us arise, and go up, and aliyah to Beit El, and I will make there an altar to El, Lael, with I say Sham Mizbeyach La El to El, who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave to Yaakov, to Jacob, all the strange gods, all the Elohe HaNekar, all the strange gods, all the Elohe HaNekar, which were in their hand, and all their earrings, which were in their ears. And Yaakov and Jacob hid them under the oak, which was by Shechem, by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of Elohim, and the terror of Elohim was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the Bnei Yaakov, after the sons of Jacob. So Yaakov, Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan. That is Beit El, Bethel. He and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar, Mizbeach, and called the place Hamakom El Beitel. Waya yiben shama mizbeach, waya yikra la makom El Beit El. Ki shama nigluwa elayoa ha Elohim, b'barcho mipnei achiyo. And he built there an altar and called the place El Beit El, because they are ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, was revealed to him when he fled from the face of Achio, the face of his brother. But Deborah, Ribka's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Beit El under an oak, and the name of it was called Alon Bakut. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, appeared to Yaakov, Jacob, again. Vayera Elohim el Yaakov od bo'o miya padana aram. And Elohim appeared to Yaakov again when he came out of Padan Aram. Vayabareka oto, and blessed him. Vayabareka oto, and blessed him. And El Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to him, thy name is Yaakov. Thy name shall not be called anymore Yaakov, Jacob, but Yisrael shall be thy name. And he called Shemo Yisrael, and he called his name Yisrael. Vayomer lahu Elohim, and Elohim said to him, Shimka Yaakov, thy name, Shimka Yaakov, thy name Yaakov, thy name is Jacob, Shimka Yaakov, lo ayikare Shimka od Yaakov, thy name Shimka shall not be called any more Jacob, Yaakov, lo yikare Shimka od Yaakov, but for ki im Yisrael, but Yisrael, for Yisrael. Ki'im Yisrael Yehiyeh Shemeka, but Yisrael shall be Shemeka, the I Shem, the I name. And he called his name Yisrael. Vayikra et Shemo Yisrael. And Elohim. And Elohim said to him, Vayomer lahu Elohim, I, El Shaddai, I, El Shaddai, El Almighty, the Almighty, El, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, I, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Vayomer lahu Elohim, ani El Shaddai, Pereya, Urbeya goya ukahala goyima yihye mimeka umalakima meyachea latzeka yetzeu. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi, hear the Sheishi Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat HaYishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Senvet Lake, Sabbath he sent, Yishlach, HaYishlach, here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 35, here at verse 6, for the Sheishi, for the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering up here for Shabbat Vayishlach. Et ha'aretz asher natania le Avraham ula Yitzhak leka et neinaha ula zareka achreka etena et ha'aretz. And the land which I gave to Abraham and Yitzhak, ve'et ha'aretz asher natania le'Avraham ula Yitzhak leka to the eye, lika, I will give it. Lika etaneyanah, etaneyanah, I will give her. I will give it, I will give her, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. Ula zarika achreka etain et haaretz. And Elohim, and Elohim went up from him in the place, in the makom hamakom, in the place where he talked with him. Waya Allah meya alayo Elohim ba makom ashera dibera ito, and Elohim aliyed up. And Elohim aliyed up, went up. Waya Allah meya alayo Elohim. In the place, bamakom, where he talked with him. Asher dibera ito. And Yaakov and Jacob set up a pillar in Hamakom, in the Makom, in the place, in the spot where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And here at verse 14, here at verse 14 is the Sheshi Le Sephardim. For the Sephardi, here would be the six, where the six reading, the six up offering would begin. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis 35, verse 14, the Sheshi Le Sephardim, for the Sephardi, and Yaakov set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him. Vayatzev Yaakov Matzebah Bamakom. And Jacob set up a pillar. Vayayatzeba Yaakoba Matzeba. Set up a Matzeba. The Matzeba Bamakom, in the place where he spoke with him. Asher dibera itoa Matzevet. Matzevet, a pillar. Matzeveta aven. A pillar, a matzeba of stone, matzeveta aven, vayasek aleha nesek, and he poured out a drink offering thereon, vayasek aleha nesek, and poured oil thereon. Waya yitzoka aleha shamen. And he poured oil on her. Waya yitzoka aleha shamen. And Yaakov and Jacob called the name the Shem of the place, the Makom, where Elohim spake with him, Beit El. Vayikra Yaakov et Shem HaMakom Asher Diber Ito Shem Elohim Beit El. And Jacob called the name of the place where Elohim spoke with him, Beit El. Death of Rachel, death of Rachel, and birth of Binyamin, Binyam, and the birth of Benjamin, verse 16. And they journeyed from Beit El, from Bethel, and there was but a little way, to come to Ephrat. And Rachel, Rachel, travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, "Fear not, thou shalt have this son also." And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, Alla tiri, fear not, alla tiri, ki gamazel lachabain, for this also is a son to thee. Fear not, alla tiri, ki gamazel lachabain. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Shimon Ben Oni, but his father called him Ben Yamin. Vayehi Abir Se'ata Nafashaha Ki Meitaha. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, Vayehi Abir Se'ata Nafashaha, for she died, Kia Metaha, that she called his name Bain Oni. Watikra Shmo Ben Oni. She called him the son of my sorrow, Ben Oni. But his father, and his father called for him Binyamin, the son of the right hand. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrat, which is Beit Lechem, Bethlehem. And Yaakov and Jacob set a pillar, a matzvah, upon her grave. That is the pillar, the matzvah of Rachel's grave to this day. Watamata Rachela Watika Berabe Derek Ephrataha Hia Beta Lachem. The same is Bethlehem. Wayatzeva Yaakov, and Yaakov set up a matzvah, a pillar, Allah kiburataha, upon her grave, Allah kiburataha, the same is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day, he amatzvet Kiburata Rachela Ad Hayom. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edar. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben, went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Yisrael heard. Now the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Yaakov's firstborn, Simeon, Shimon, and Levi, and Levi, and Yehuda, and Judah, and Yisachar, and Zebulun, the sons of Rachel, of Rachel, Yosef, were Binyamin, Joseph, and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. These are the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, which who were born to him in Padan Aram. Death of Yitzhak, death of Isaac, verse 27. And Yaakov came to Yitzhak Avio, came to Isaac his father to Mamre, to the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Yitzhak sojourned. And the days of Yitzhak of Isaac were 180 years. 180 years. And Yitzhak and Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered to Amo, to his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau were Yaakov, Esau, and Jacob buried him. And here, Shema Yisrael, give ear right here, Yisrael. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Genesis chapter 36, the generations of Esau, of Esau, Edom, ve'ele toldot Esau wahu Edom. Now these were Eile, and these toldot, the generations, were Eile toldot Esau of Esau, who? Edom. He, Edom. Who is Edom? Esau took his wives of the daughter of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elam, the Hittite, and Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon, the Hivite, and Bashemath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebaiot, of Nebajot, and Adah beat Esau Eliphaz, and Bashemath beat Reuel, and Aholibama beat Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, who were born to him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the persons of Baito, of his bait, of his house and his cattle and all his beasts and all his substance which he had got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of Achio Yaakov, from the face of his brother, his Ach, Yaakov, Jacob. for their riches were more than that they might dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Thus, like this, dwelt Esau, Esau in Mount Seir, Seir. Esau is Edom. Esau is Edom, is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau, Esau, Reuel, the son of Bashemath, the wife of Eshad, Eshet, the Oset of Esau, of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's ben, Esau's son. And she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Ada, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Reuel, Nahath and Zerah, Shammah and Mizah. These were the sons of Bashemath, Esau's Eshet, Esau's wife, Esau's Oset. And these were the sons of Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeona, Esau, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset. And she bare to Esau, to Esau, Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau, Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada. And these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's ben, Esau's son, Duke Nahat, Duke Zerah, Duke Shammah, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom, the land of Edom. These are the sons of Bashemath, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Aholibama, Esau's Eshet, Esau's wife, Duke Yahusha, Duke Jaalam, Duke Korah. These were the dukes that came of Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, who is Edom, and these are their dukes.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear right here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Vayishlach. Sabbath, and he sent, and he sent, and he sent out, send that laka. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 36. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here at verse 20. Genesis 36, verse 20, for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, for the seventh, for the Aliyah, seventh, for the Aliyah, seventh, for the Aliyah, Eile, Bnei Sa'ir, Ha, Chori, 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 Yoshbe Ha'aretz, Lotana, We Shobala, We Sibaona, Wa, Wa, Na, Wa, Na, Wa, Na, These, Eile, these, the sons of Seir, the Horite, Eile, Bnei Sa'ir, Ha, Chori, 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 who inhabited the land, the land, Yoshbe, 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 Lotan, Lotan, and Shobal, with Shobal, and Zibion, with Zibion, and Anna, Wa, Wa, Na, 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 Wa, Na.
These are the sons of Seir the Horite, who inhabited the land. Lotan and Shobal and Zibion and Anah, and Dishon and Ezer and Dishan. These are the dukes of the Horites, the children of Seir in the land of Edom. And the children of Lotan were Horai and Hemam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. And the children of Shobal were these, Alban, and Manahath, and Ebal, Shepho, and Onan. And these are the children of Zibion, both Aja and Anah. This was that Anah that found the mules in the wilderness as he fed the asses of Zibion, his father. And the children of Anah were these, Dishon, and Ahalibama, the daughter of Anah. And these are the children of Dishon, Hemdan, and Eshban, and Ithran, and Kiran. The children of Ezer are these, Bilhan, and Zeavan, and Achan. The children of Dishan are these, Uz, and Aaron. These are the dukes that came of the Horites, Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Zibion, Duke Anah, Duke Dishon, Duke Ezer, Duke Dishan. These are the dukes that came of Horai among their dukes in the land of Seir. And these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before there reigned any king over the children of Israel. And Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. And Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. And Jobab died, and Husham of the land of Temani reigned in his stead. And Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Abith. And Hadad died, and Samla of Masrika reigned in his stead. And Samla died, and Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And Saul died, and Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor reigned in his stead. And Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor died, and Hadar reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Peu, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mazahat, 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 daughter of Mazahat.
And here, 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 Shema Israel, here, 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 for the Maftir reading, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, send that Lake. Here, picking up with first book of Moses, Hebrew book, Genesis chapter 36, here at verse 40. Here at verse 40, Genesis 36 and 40 for the Maftir reading. With Eile, Shemota, Alufei, Aisau, And these are the names of the chiefs, of the dukes, the chiefs. Eile Shemot. And these were Eile. Names, the names, Shemot. Eile Shemot. Alufei Aisal. And these are the names. These the names of the dukes, the chiefs, the dukes of Esau, of Esau. Eile Shemot Alufei Esau. Le Misha Pechotam Alima Ko Motam. Bisha Motam. Alufa Timnaa. Timna. Aluf Alwa. Alwa. Alva. Aluf Yitate. Aluf Yitate. These and these were Eile, and these the names of the dukes of Esau. Were Eile Shemot Alufei Esau, according to their families. Le Misha Pechotam, after their places. Lima Komotam, by their names. Bishamotam, Duke Chief Timna. Aluf Timna'a, Duke Chief Alva. Aluf Alwa, Duke Chief Jetheth. Aluf Yitet, Duke Chief Aholibama. Duke Chief Ella. Duke Chief Pinon. Duke Chief Kenaz. Duke Chief Teman. Duke Chief Mibzar. Duke Chief Magdiel. Duke Chief Iram. Iram. These Eile be the dukes, the chiefs of Edom, of Edom, according to their habitations, in the land of their possession.
He is Esau, the father of the Edom, 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 the father of the Edom.
He, Esau, the father of the Edomites, who Esau, Abi Edom. This is Esau, the father of the Edomites. Who Esau, Abi Edom. And here fulfilling the Torah, the first of the readings, the Torah readings for this Shabbat, Shabbat Vayishlach. Kaburla Alu, Kaburla Dinsu, Kaburla Hailu, glory be to the Word, glory be to the Son, glory be to the Power, Kaburla Abinu Le Melkeinu, glory be to Anai Father, Anai King, Kaburla Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Bege Tachina, Bemet Hanatachin, Be Jesus Christosim, in the name of Ha Moshiach, Yeshua. Amen. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah,
Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jaloh. Wa imru. Amen.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam latei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notein ha-Torah Sheila.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. One.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage and the just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim veratzah b'debreihim haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torah u'moshe abdo ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of the Prophet, Hosea, chapter 11, verse 7, to chapter 12, verse 12, and Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1 to 21. And my people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Yisrael? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? My heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am El Bruku, and not man, the Kedus An, the Holy One, in the midst of thee. And I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after Yahweh, Bruku. He shall roar like a lion. Jah, when he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. They shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt. and as a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will place them in their houses, saith Yahweh Guruku. Ephraim compasseth me about with lies, in the house of Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, with deceit, but Yehuda yet ruleth with El, and is faithful with the saints. Chapter 12. Ephraim feedeth on wind, and followeth after the east wind. He daily increaseth lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. Yahweh Buruku have also a controversy with Yehuda, and will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brethren, he took his brother, his Windham, by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with Elohim Buruku. Yea, he had power over the angel, over the Malach, and prevailed. He wept and made supplication to him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with them. Even Yahweh Elohim Zebaot Puruku, Yahweh is his memorial. Therefore turn thou to thy Elohim, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy Elohim continually. He is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. And Ephraim said, yet I am become rich. I have found me out substance in all my labors. They shall find none iniquity in me that were sinned. And I, that am Yahweh, that Elohim Buruku, from the land of Egypt, will I yet make thee to dwell in tabernacles, as in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken by the prophets to Nabim, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the field. And Jacob fled into the country of Syria, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep.
Amen. Book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verses 1 to 21. The vision of Obadiah. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from Yahweh, Guruku, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou which dwelleth in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith Yahweh Guruku. If thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How were the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, saith Yahweh Buruku, even destroy the wise men of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off for Aiva. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners enter into his gates, and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou was as one of them. But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Yehuda in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither shouldest thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. For the day of Yahweh Buruku is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done to thee. Thy reward shall return upon thy own head. For as you have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, Issah, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them, and devour them. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for Yahweh Buruku have spoken it. And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. And the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even to Zarephath. And the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharath, shall possess the cities of the south. And Savior shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau. And the kingdom shall be Yahweh, Buruku.
Amen.
As always, be you and Shalom, Yeshua Shalom, Simbet Shalom. Kedemawi Hali Selassie, the Almighty, B'Shem Yeshua, Amen.
Yeshua is back, came to me while I was stuck in the trap. No, I never hustled the crack, I was the one that was slinging the pot. Now I'm slinging these jewels to bring up the black man, the finger of Elohim, go get extends from the black hand, palms in the arms of the black man. I put a palm in the thumb when I'm rapping, and I act in 4-5 Beach Street, they get backspin. Look what happened, look what happened. They whitewash the image that they found the blacks on the walls, blacks on the walls. What was the cause? Now we can see all the flaws, see all the flaws, see all the flaws, see all the flaws.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech Ha'olam. Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarot, Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 7, Y-A-T-E, and he went. From the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 51. B'shem Ha'ab Wehabin Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. John chapter 1 verse 19 Yotet verse 20 Kaf. Wezot Edut Yochanan Bishlach HaYehudim Kohanim Ulewim Mi Yerushalayim Lishol Oto Mi Hu Wehu Hoda Welo Kehed Ki Higid Lemor Anoki Aineni HaMashiach. And this is a record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not HaMashiach, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answereth, no. Then said they to him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of Yahweh, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Mashiach, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Beit Abara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Yeshua, seeth Jesus, coming to him, and saith, behold, Seh Ha Elohim, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man that is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from Shemayim. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw, and I bear record, that this is Bain Ha Elohim, that this is the Son of God. The public ministry of Yeshua HaMashiach, the public ministry of Jesus Christ. Again, the next day after, John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Yeshua, as he walked, he saith, behold, Seh Ha Elohim, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Yeshua. Then Yeshua turned and saw them following, and saith to them, what seek ye? They said to him, Rebbe, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith to them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two that had heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith to him, we have found the Messiah, that is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Yeshua. And when Yeshua beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Kephas, that is by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Yeshua would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith to him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said to him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith to him, come and see. Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith to him, whence knowest thou me? Yeshua answered and said to him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith to him, Rebbe, Rabbi, thou art Bain Ha Elohim, thou art Melech Israel, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Yeshua answered and said to him, because I said to thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith to him, verily, verily, I say to you, Hereafter, ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of Elohim ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadis Kidan, a renewed covenant reading for RSS number 8, Vayishlach, and he sent. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11 through 20, and Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 through 46. B'shem ha'ab ve'habein ve'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, Yod Aleph, verse 12, Yod Beit, verse 13, Yod Gimel. Ba emuna sara gam hiya matza koach lehazaria wa teled achare blata ki chashba et hamar bityach lene aman al kain me achad asher kimat met besarro yatzawa kokabe hashmaim la rob. Wekahol al sfat hayam asher lo yisaper. Ba emuna metu ko elle velo rau et ha-habtachot rak merachok tzufu lahen vayibtechu vayismechu lekratan vayodu ki gerim hem vetoshabim ba'aretz. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand that is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore Elohim is not ashamed to be called Elohim, to be called their God. For he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that Elohim was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure, Isaac and Jacob. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Matthew chapter 26. Acharei Cain ba'itam Yeshua el chater ha'nikra gat shemane vayomer el ha'talmidim shpu lekem po ad asher elek sham vahit palalti vayikach ito et peteros ve'et shne b'nei zabdai ויחל להעצב ולמוב ויאמר להם נשי מרח לי עד מוות עמדו פה ושיפטו עמי. Yeshua's agony in the garden. Jesus's agony in the garden. Then cometh Yeshua, Jesus, with them to a place called Gethsemane, and saith to his disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he to them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even to death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. The first prayer. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. The sleeping disciples, and he cometh to the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith to Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The second prayer. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, that this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. The third prayer. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And then cometh he to the disciples, and saith to them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Kaburlakalu, kaburlidimtu, kaburlakhailu. Kabur Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Be careful who you nail punk crab, wah wah wah. Be careful who no nail punk crab. Be careful. paper. Much less a good breakfast, no. What a lucky thing, sir, Rasta youth no longer got a nasty dreadlocks got the world set fast. Judges are forbidden, forgive to be forgiven. When another man trespass, boy. Heckle, deck to deckle, and the pot across the keckle. Yo, be careful who your nail on crack. Be careful who your nail on crack. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail on crack. Be careful who your nail on crack. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail on crack. Today might be for you, but Jah might give me tomorrow. So don't count your eggs too fast. You might talk too soon, then your pride off is swallow. Come down off your big high heart. Some preaching religion when inside them hollow. And I dare judgment them bad, boy. And I go like them a God when that's a hard act to follow. Be careful who you nail on cross. Be careful who no nail on cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail on cross. Be careful who your nails on cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nails on cry. Don't throw no word, I beg you, don't throw no stone if you're living in a house of glass. Do one to others as you do to your own. You never know when you might cross paths. Have a look within, cause another one's win. That should not be your loss. If the table's thin, you will have up on a grin. Be careful who your nails on cry. Be careful who no nail on cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail on cry. Be careful who your nail on cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail on cry. Be careful who no nail on cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail on cry. Be careful who no nail on cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail on cry.
And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I, I-Nego, I-Nego.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Reggae, yeah. It's time for Israel to praise their King, Almighty Elohim. We know that the times are changing.
Between the cherubim, your praises is high in Zion high.
People to love.
Israel praise his holy name. A righteous people now, yeah,
yeah.
Give his holy name the praise.
It's time for Israel to have the King. Knowing Yahweh is his name. Come on, my people, and show him.
Lift your voices and sing. Praise his name.
Shalom. Here, Gevir. Here we have the eighth, to touch on the number eight, as we've mentioned before. Mention again. Give thanks, Sister Mariama Tanay, the Woman's Wednesday previous during the time of the seventh Torah portion, Yitzeh, Shabbat Yitzeh. She brought forward the weight of eight, the weight in the sense of weight, like weight being a heavy load, W-E-I-G-H-T, but then even in the text, that kind of punned and said, you know, like wait and wait, can't wait, you know, the other waiting. So it's an interesting word sound, as Erastaman and the elders taught I and I, you know, word sound and power, like pick sense out of what may seem like nonsense, how words, you know, how words are used. But here we're at the eight. So also let us touch on the significance here in this eighth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We have Vayishlach Ya'ikob. So here going over some of the first words and reasonings to the low continuity as we connect it with the previous Torah portion, because this one here picking up and beginning with Genesis chapter 32 in the KJV, it is verse 3. Here we have verse 4 in the Hebrew. So we look at the Masoretic text in the Sefer Bereshith, the Sefer of the beginning, or the Reshith, as Chokmah. Wisdom is the principal thing. We have this in Proverbs 4 and 7. Wisdom, Chokmah, is the Reshith. So here getting good wisdom. So we get the knowledge, the Da'at. Da'at here in HaTorah, we have the knowledge. We also need the wisdom, because wisdom saith Adonainu, Robeinu, Yeshua, HaMoshiach. He says to us that wisdom is the, you know, wisdom is justified by all of her children. He revealed to Solomon that wisdom is the Reshith, but wisdom is justified by all her children. So we have Abinu, Shabbat, Shemaim, our Father who art in heaven. And we have our mother, right? So the seed, the word being the seed. So Shema Yisrael, Shemuli, Chabarim, Talmudim. So we have Vayishlach. Vayishlach is the first word. Vayishlach. Some enunciate as Vayishlach. Vayishlach. We have Vayishlach. So once we get past the verse difference, the one verse difference from the KJV, King James Version, to the Sefer Bereshith, we now move forward to the first word, Vayishlach Ya'ikob, and sending forward, Vayishlach Ya'ikob. Now, there's a key as we study, and more in our studies, you know, in this semester, right here in the first principles, here in these first Torah portion reading and feedings, we have some of the essential first principles. We also have some very interesting patterns. Now, here in Genesis, in these first Torah portion reading and feedings, we highly recommend the Book of Jubilees, and even more highly recommend our reprint, which is the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, 1902, R.H. Charles version. A very, very a good translation, also the annotation as well. And then we did a little more search and study for the Machiber, Yehuda Mohan Bessa, LOJ Society, and we now also have the Ge'ez, the primary reference text for the translation. So for those brothers and sisters that are ready for that level of study, even just for a basic read, we highly recommend you get a copy of the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, the reprint by the LOJ Society, the Lion of Judah. Line of Judah Society of His Majesty, get a reprint, and even during this particular season, you know, here in the reading and the season, in the so-called, we say, the winter season, in the darker Kislev, being in Kislev, the Kislev season, you know, and, you know, it's a great gift, you know, for this particular season and time, you know, for the heart and the mind. But here, get the Peshat. The Peshat here is where we have Yaakov, we have Jacob, referring to supplanter, and we got to get into the metaphysics. Have you gotten into the metaphysics, right, of the names, of some of the key names and the main character names here in this Torah portion reading and feeding? Getting into the metaphysics. And for the Chabarim, you know, for the Chabarim and brothers and sisters, I would highly recommend going through the metaphysics, you know. Maybe not all at once, because sometimes you get into one particular name. For example, we have Yaakov, getting to the metaphysics of Yaakov. Also in this Torah portion of the revelation and the naming, where Yaakov becomes Yisrael, Yisrael. So in the continuity, we touched on the El and the Ha'el, right? And also even the word of Laban, and the axe was Laban. Laban was Yaakov's, was his uncle, was his father-in-law, was he an Obi man? You know, he says something interesting. He says, Yesh le'el yadi, Eish le'el yadi. I'd like to get into a little bit more of that. But what he's saying is that, I think it was in 31, what was it, 30, it was 31 and 29. Right? He says, it was in the God of his hand. KJV says, the power of my hand. But in looking at the Hebrew there, but just in speaking on the word sound, you know, the basic Hebrew, getting a HD, right? But firstly and foremostly, Jacob sent. What did Jacob send? Who did Jacob send? That's the question. And Jacob sent. We have Vayishlach, and he sent. He who? He, Yaakov. So here's how we begin, you know, our studies right here. Vayishlach, and he sent. Second word, Yaakov. Jacob, he sent. Who is he? Jacob, Yaakov. Who did he send? So we have an episode here, sharing some of the Chumash, the notes here, for basic Darasha, Midrash, basic study. The episode, this episode that we have here, picking up with this eighth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, for this seven, right, for the seven. So in an orderly reading of the Torah portion, speaking about the groundation, first of the Trinity, right, of the three readings, we have the Torah, we have the Haftarah, right, and we have the Brit, right, Chadasha, right, the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant. But here at the groundation, Yaakov sent. This episode is narrated right here. There's an illustration here as to how Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha-Shlush, Ha-Kadosh, Ha-El, right? Ha-El, Ha-Elohim. The true good, the true God saved his servant and redeemed him from an enemy that was stronger, from an enemy stronger than himself. How did Ha-Elohim save Yaakov? So here, in looking at the first words and also the first principles here, check out the continuity, reasoning on El and Ha-El, as well as Ha-Elohim, and also with Laban's use of it within the Hebrew that doesn't really fully get translated. This is what, you know, the sabbatical studies, this is what the Rastafari Yeshiva, this is what Iron Sharp and Iron is to do, bringing out Genesis 31 and 29, where he says, Yesh Le'el, Yesh Le'el, Yadi. You know, it's in the power of my hand, but he's saying it's in the God of my hand. Now, as we went through the, you know, the previous Torah portion for the continuity, we seen and we heard and we're able to bear witness and have the facts and evidence of the Ha'el. We both have the Ha'el revelation and also the revelation of the Malaak in the singularity, the angel, the Malaak Ha'Elohim, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. So the Word being that messenger, the pre-incarnate Son, is that Word, and we see the distinguishing of that even within the Masoretic, the biblical, right, that point of reference to the ancient Hebrew. We see the Ha-Elohim reference, and then also in what he does within that parenthetical, the return call forward, right? The return call forward to Beit El and the revelation of Ha'el, Beit El, right? Of the true El, the true God. And then we have even furthermore within that revelation, right? Within that revelation of Ha'Elohim by the Melaak Ha'Elohim. So this is pointing to the ways in which he who be who he be, right? Ha'el, the nature of natures, the nature of natures, right? The true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Ha'Shalush, Ha'Kadosh, how he saved his servant. And how he redeemed. Even we have Yaakov speaking of the angel, that angel, right? And that angel is none other than the pre-incarnate Son, the Word, right? Also, just to make this point of reference, we spoke on the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. Right, the valuableness of that for our studies, and we really highly encourage ones to get a copy and refer to that particular, especially here as we study and reference these, we could say these first chapters here, even the beginning of the Shemester, getting the first principles here. But we also have the Ethiopic Book of Adam and Eve, the Gadla Adam. Get a copy of the Gadla Adam. The Gadla Adam, very, very important, as the first principle, we speak about the Word, that the angel, we have a particular angel, even that angel who Yaakov wrestles with in this Torah portion as well. Yaakov also speaks about that angel who redeemed him, right? The angel who blessed him. Now, as a point of principle, angels, right, don't usually bless. They might carry a blessing, but they don't bless in that first person sense. It's the same angel that Moshe, right, that Moshe seen in Mount Sinai and Mount Sinai, and that revelation there where he says that he's known as El Shaddai. Some say, well, he's speaking of the Most High. No, you have to study the Hebrew and really understand the Hebrew. A good book is also by Yoel Natan. I think we have a free copy, but also, you know, support his works and get a copy of the Jewish Trinity as well. Just to point to the reference, when we speak about the Hebrew Trinity, HaShelush HaKadosh, Ab, Bain, and Ruach HaKadosh, it's a one to one. No, this is the reality. When we say, he who be who he be, right? Echad is the one in the oneness, right? His oneness in divinity, but that Trinity, right? We say the Trinity in person or in the face, the Panim, in that revelation. So how did HaElohim save his servant? How did he redeem him? Speaking of Yaakov, his servant Jacob, from an enemy stronger than himself, by sending his angel. That Malachi, that he says, my angel, Malachi, my angel. He sent his angel, the Malachapanayo. So when we're studying the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, the Metzhafer Kufale, and the Kufale also reflects on the Torah portions. The word Kufale reflects on the Torah portion. We've touched on that elsewhere, but the Kuf of the portions, it's known as the Book of Divisions, also Kufale, because we have, even from the previous Torah portion, when we have Jacob serving for Rachel, whom he loved, for Rachel, for the matriarch Rachel, it's interesting that we have this reference of week, the week of years, right, the week of years, so the seven, right, the seven, right, in the sense of what a jubilee is, seven times seven, and also the time, learning to tell time, teach us to number our days. So about the time, about the order, about the heavens and earth is also revealed here as we get further into our studies right here. So just to make a reference to that as well. We also learned that Yaakov, that Jacob, he didn't rely upon his righteousness. This is something that many of us must, you know, be reminded, remind I and ourselves, right? And in being reminded, may others also be reminded not to rely upon one's own righteousness, relying on one's own righteousness. Even the Brit Chadasha, right? The Brit Chadasha sense, right, is that righteousness that he imputes it into us because of our emuna, because of our yea and our amen, our pistis, right, because of our admittance, right, in the truth, as the truth, right, our belivity. Some say believe, we say to believe. Rastama say believe, the belivity, right, the belivity, in the believing it. Right? So it's not just in word, but also in deed. But he did not rely upon his own righteousness, as we in the Brit Chadasha, the King of Kings Christ sense, don't rely on our own righteousness. It's seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his, and what? And his righteousness. So Yaakov right here teaches us this in climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, that Yaakov didn't rely upon his own righteousness. I'm righteous. I'm not going to worry about a thing. I'm righteous. No. What did Yaakov do? What did Jacob do? He took all practical measures. Because the practice makes what? Perfect. He took all practical measures to meet the situation. To meet the situation, and as even I and I would say, meet the situation with a situation, taking all, not just taking practical measures, but he took all practical measures to meet the situation. Now, it also here, this episode here contains the further lesson, further teaching here in HaTorah, in the directions, in the instructions, in the teaching of his divine majesty. Further lesson that whatever happened to the patriarchs, and we can also extend this in the context in the fuller full, and the matriarchs, because their narratives and stories are also here as one. whatever happened to the patriarchs, but to whom more is given, more is required. The patriarchs and the matriarchs happen to their offspring. We should follow his example by making a threefold. Now, here in sharing some of the notes in the Chumash, right, paying attention to that fingerprint of HaShilush HaKadosh, we have a threefold preparation in our fight. In our fight, there's a fight against Esau and Esau's or Esau's descendants. See, now we can look at this in the Pesha in that natural sense. Also, the Metzhafe Kufale, the Book of Divisions, known as the Book of Jubilees, goes into that even more. We'd love to, you know, reason upon that, but just, you know, our words to wise should be sufficient, brothers and sisters. Get a copy of that thing. We also have a downloadable copy, you know, whether it's a soft copy, PDF copy, if ones can afford. Get a hard copy as well. We have the prints. The prints are available while supply, you know, supply lasts, while the supply is available. Please get a copy of it, because here where they say there's a fight, we have I and I fight against Esau's descendants. Right? We don't fight against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle. It's a psycho-spiritual warfare, right, against Esau's descendants. Now, also, the metaphysical, what be the metaphysical implications of the name Esau? So looking up in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, what is Esau? Right? And as we just study this one point right here, you know, just beginning off right here, getting a good footing, right? Giving an overview. So what is the threefold preparation? So since we know there is a fight, even that spiritual battle, the spiritual warfare, right? Because Esau, this also applies even in the Berit, and especially in the Berit Chadash, the renewed covenant sense. Our fight against Esau's descendants, the threefold preparation, prayer, right? Prayer, gifts, remember the gifts, the presents, right? It's very interesting as we go through this Torah portion reading and feeding the presents. There's the presents, there's the gifts. The presence and the gifts, these are acts of appeasement. Now, in the Hebrew, this is the mincha, or some would say the mincha. It's gifts, it's offerings. But in this sense, they are appeasements, right? These presents that Yaakov sends before him. Right, he sends a present. He says, "Thy servant Yaakov." It's a present. It's a mincha, right? Ladoni, la Esau. Right, it's a present. It's an appeasement. So those presents, those gifts, is the second of the threefold preparation, and there's war. And there is war. So the threefold preparation, look at the fingerprint of HaShilush HaKadosh, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Kedush Selassie. We have the threefold preparation. We have prayer. And it's important to study, right, to know what the truth of true, what's Hebrew prayer, what does the word mean, what's the context of it. To really study it so that when one is doing it for real and not in, you know, a half original sense. Right? Come out of her. Ye must be born again, having a change of mind. So the study, right, and the growing in grace and that knowledge, so prayer, right? Prayer, gifts, or the presence, the mincha, the appeasements, and war. That's just on the first word. Right, the first two words here, Vayishlach Yaakov, and Jacob sent. Just getting an overview of what this particular episode is teaching us, what we can learn based on the first principles and applying this principle over personality. So we recognize the personalities here. We're not losing sight of the personalities. But in the balancing of the equation is the principles. What's the principle here? So Jacob sent, right? And all of that right here that we just went over, you know, how Elohim saved his servant and redeemed him from an enemy stronger than himself. How did he do that? By sending Melako, sending his angel, and delivering him. Also learning here that Yaakov didn't rely on his own righteousness, and we know neither do we rely on our right. Seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness. He took all practical measures to meet the situation and the situation that was confronting him and that he was trotting towards. It containing a further lesson that whatever happens to the patriarchs and by extension to the matriarchs happens also to their offspring. Following Yaakov's example, right, we can make that threefold preparation in our fight, right, in our fight against Esau's descendants, and we can say the spiritual descendants, the psycho-spiritual warfare, right, it's a spiritual warfare. What's the threefold preparation? Prayer, gifts, appeasement, presence, right, so the prayer, the presence, or the gifts, which are appeasements, and war. Right, and war. Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim Lefanayo. And Yaakov and Jacob sent messengers. He sent Malakim. Right? He sent messengers or angels. The same word is translated as angels. He sent Malakim before his face, Lefanayo. Why did Yaakov send the Malakim, sending out the angels, sending out the messengers with that message as I, fire angels, I, angels of the King of Kings, messengers? He sent them. Why? Why did he send Malakim? He sent them to learn Esau's intentions. He sent them to communicate a message. He sent them, right, as bringing those appeasements, those gifts. He sent Malakim. He sent angels. Shalom Aleichem, Malakim.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavua Tov, Shavua, the seven to come, the strong sabbatical. The sabbatical strong, the 7 days. Oh, Tawah, be beautifully good. Yes, I'm a job blessed. I keep the eye, cause his face, his grace, his shine in the eye, give the eye Yeshua shalom. And make sure you remember that threefold preparation. But very important place right here, the chapel in spirit and in truth, and the innermost of the innocence. The last is the chapel, that El, Beit El, Bethel, yes, I, the house of Hayel. Shalom.
El Selassie is the chapel. Power of the Trinity. Yeah. your mind on this direction.
That we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.